Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at commodity versus core as it applies to your security programs, your security practices, and your security people. You know, we all like things simple, right? Is it left or right? Is it yes or no? Is it man or woman? Is it, you know what I mean? Black and white, simple questions. We appreciate that. Ask me a simple question, I'll give you a simple answer. The problem is that oftentimes things like, is it core or is it commodity, come down to, it depends. And so much of information security, as you go deeper, has answered, it depends. So today I want to look at how we can determine whether a portion of IT security is core or commodity, and tip for you, it depends. Here's a couple scenarios. Let's suppose you've got an IT guy, right? Server guy, really smart, knows the OS, Windows and Linux very well, has put in place controls over the time to keep them locked down and keep them operational, and gets more and more interested in security and moves into the security team. Now, this guy has good relationships with the server folks. This guy has good knowledge and understanding of the core OSs. This guy has everything he needs, both from a perception, competency, and relationship perspective, to be successful. Fast forward a few years. For them, server obviously is going to be core. Things like firewalls and routers, which is an area that perhaps you didn't run into, commodity. There's lots of people who do firewall and router out there. Commodity all the way. On the other hand, if you have someone who cut his teeth doing firewalls, who thinks about security from a network perspective, who can summon in the back of his head, if you say how many IP addresses, he says we have a /24, you know, that guy is going to rock at security controls. If you were to do a critical security controls assessment, their network controls are going to be top-notch, fully mature, where other areas, perhaps the servers, not so much. And even though, yeah, sure, firewall was commodity for the other company, for this company, no. No, you're not going to recommend outsourcing the networking and stack when that's when they've got the most competency, the most relationships, and the greatest ability to affect change and put in place security posture. See, fundamentally, each organization is going to differ based on where the people in that team came from, where they've invested time and money and resources, and where they see the future going, right? What is their tactical reality and their strategic objective? If you look at those things, it becomes a little bit easier to say, here's an area that we're doing now that we're going to be phasing out on, or here's an area that we're doing now that is really the linchpin of our entire security program, and we're going to hold on to it. And this doesn't have to be firewall router. I've seen organizations with really strong security monitoring folks. I've seen organizations with really strong policies and procedures that need a lot of help operationally. You've got to look at the cultural, the team makeup, and the investments to really determine what's core and commodity. And by having those discussions, you can oftentimes bring to light areas where organizations can improve and where they want to just get out of it. I don't want to write any more policies and procedures. Someone else take this. You know what I'm talking about. It all happens. So that's it. That's my two cents. What do you think, core commodity? How would you determine it? How would you define it? Hit me up in the comments or on social media. Cheers.